So the state of California just had a little bit of an audit situation on its homelessness. It spent between 2018 and 2023, $24 billion. And nobody really knows where it went. Not really sure. Yeah, I don't really know. We're unclear. Meanwhile, we've got Santa Monica City in California. They're going to construct a homeless unit apartment for the homeless folks, and it's going to cost $1 million per unit. Yeah, what's going on? Let's get into it. Here we go. We talk about just governmental waste. I mean, how many? You got 171,000 homeless folks, I think is the magic number in state of California. And Santa Monica's got some crazy homeless folks. And you're going to build 100 something units at $1 million per unit? I mean, it makes absolutely no sense, does it? Makes no sense. Well, Sean, you're not considering the wraparound services and all the infrastructure and all. No, I am. I'm just wondering why it costs $1 million per unit when you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of homeless folks, and you're talking about, well, let's spend $1 million and we'll get 122 units up. That's great. This is progress. This is stellar. It's mind blowing, isn't it? And this is literally comes right on the tail end of how effective are California's homelessness programs? We'll get to that in a second. And the bottom line to that is they're not. And the whole deal, I believe, is if somebody really had an idea that had an impact on homelessness, they would be immediately silenced. Because none of these entities, they're not going to make, if homelessness is solved, what's their job? How are they going to get a salary for $200,000-$300,000, whatever it might be, at their NGO that's funded by taxpayers' dollars? What are they going to do for their livelihood if they fix it? They actually have some kind of positive, construct to the whole homelessness issue. Santa Monica, California is preparing to construct an apartment building for the homeless. It would cost roughly $1 million per unit. The apartment building, which will be built in Santa Monica, will be home to 122 apartments. I mean, just the short-sightedness of, we just need some more housing is wild. Okay, yeah, but you need to be building thousands at a time, and nobody wants that in their community. So what are you doing? Well, we're just going to build them real slow, real slow. And get this, this project will not start construction until 2028, and it will not be available to house said homeless folks in California until 2030, 6 years from now. We wonder why there's a homeless problem, right? The apartment building, which will be built in Santa Monica, we already talked about that. A second design concept on the website found that the project could cost even more, totaling more than $200 million. For 196 apartments. It's still about $1 million a pop. But I mean, the numbers are just staggering. Can't you strip this out at all? Can't you cut this down? Can't you do the Kano version? I mean, these are housing units that are going to get absolutely trashed and destroyed by the homeless. Period, right? I mean, they're going to go in and they're absolutely going to trash them. And how do we know this? Because of all the NGOs that have talked about what happens when they bring a whole bunch of homeless people into a converted hotel or motel or whatever. They tear them up. We fix them. We put them back in there. We get them a little bit of help. They come back. They tear up the unit. We fix it. We get them some help. You know, just rinse, repeat. These people have massive mental problems and they're whacked out on drugs because most of these places are low to no barrier. They're wet facilities, meaning they're not dry, meaning you can do drugs, you can do whatever. And world's your oyster. Here's $1 million apartment. Go for it. So moving forward and bringing affordable and permanent supportive housing to city-owned land is a key step in our strategy to fulfill our housing element requirement, Santa Monica Mayor Phil Brock said in a statement. I look forward to the next steps and ultimately seeing families move into these new homes and thrive. Who is making all the money? It's staggering, isn't it? And you can't figure out where $24 billion went? Let's get into that. There's just a couple of things here I want to show you, though. California spent $24 billion to tackle homelessness, but they really couldn't figure out, because they couldn't consistently track it. So with makeshift tents lining the streets and disrupting businesses in cities and towns throughout California, homelessness has become one of the most frustrating and seemingly intractable issues in the country's most populous state. An estimated 171,000 people are homeless in California, which amounts to roughly 30% of all the homeless people in the United States. Third of all the homeless are in Cali. Just makes you want to run to California and live there, doesn't it? Yeah, that and their high cost of living and their state income tax. Despite the roughly billions of dollars spent on more than 30 homeless and housing programs during 2018 to 2023, California doesn't have reliable data needed to fully understand why the problem didn't improve in many cities. This report concludes that the state must do more to assess the cost effectiveness of its homelessness programs. We don't really know. We don't really have any metrics for figuring this out. Therefore, we just hand money out and just let entities take the money. That's how you get, 122 units that cost $123 million or whatever the number is. It's staggering. It's just staggering amounts of money being spent with really no oversight. The audit analyzed five programs that received a combined $13.7 billion in funding. So more than half. It determined that only two of them are likely cost-effective, meaning they actually work from a money-in, money-out standpoint. And then let's skip down to the remaining three programs, which have received a total of $9.4 billion since 2020. They couldn't be evaluated due to a lack of data. So, number one, nobody had a plan for collecting the data. Nobody collected the data. And now nobody is able to analyze the data, because it doesn't exist. But you spent the money, you spent $24 billion, but you don't really know where it went. Well, can't adequately record that. We don't have metrics, Sean, that'll tell us where the money went. What's the best, use? Does this $3 billion over here, does this really launch us into some kind of, system where things are going well? Or is it just a complete waste of time? Don't really know. We can't really analyze the results. I feel better. And California residents, this must drive you absolutely nutty. This would drive me absolutely batty. We've got craziness in Seattle. King County Regional Housing Authority that just basically did nothing except beg for money. And they were going to go from a $250 million budget to an $11.5 billion budget because of one knucklehead who was running the program. Don't even get me started on him. It's like, what are you thinking? I mean, you're asking for these massive amounts of money that would just, way override. Washington State is much smaller than California. California has, huge economy and way more billions of dollars to squander. Washington State doesn't. So we've had our fair share of, where did all that money go? What's going on? What's happening here? So let's move on to City of Santa Monica has approved a new apartment complex. The $123 million project will include just 122 units. It was approved days after an audit found California spent $24 billion to tackle homelessness, and there just wasn't much in the way of audit for that. Did not consistently track money for whether that massive outpouring of public money actually did anything to help the problem. It hasn't. The homeless count in California has only gone up, and the problem has only gotten worse. That's what's happened. You just spend billions and billions and billions of dollars, and the situation just gets worse. There's zero accountability. Zero accountability. Santa Monica's housing project comes days after a report showed that California Governor Gavin Newsom's administration lost $24 billion. Where did it go? We're not sure. We lost it. $24 billion in taxpayer funds since 2018, while the state attempted to address the homelessness crisis, but not necessarily analyze the data. that's where, you know, this big disconnect happens. And you're left with like, what? The report from the auditor of the state of California found several gaps in trying to account for how the money used to combat homelessness in the state was distributed between 2018 and 2023. Grant Parks, the head auditor, said that the California Interagency Council on Homelessness had not been consistently tracking and evaluating the state's efforts to prevent and end homelessness. It's because I don't think anybody has any, they don't have any real desire to get rid of it. Why would they? Because if they get rid of that, then, you know, and the whole thing just goes sideways. You don't have a program anymore. There's just no program. So not spending $1 million per unit. Okay. Yeah. That seems like not an unreasonable thing to do. Because you've got to be able to get this per unit down. You've got to be able to do that. $1 million per unit, $1 million on average. And that includes some studios in there, some studios, some one bedroom, two bedroom, and a handful of three bedrooms. I mean, when you've got a studio for $1 million, you know what the square footage on that is? The dollars per square foot on that is? It's insane. It makes no sense at all. Guaranteed builders building this low-income housing, if they were to do this in the private sector and try and make a profit, I mean, hard no-go, right? Yeah, absolute hard no-go making any money doing this. So get that cost down. Okay, you're still only creating XYZ number of units. You're never going to build your way out of this whole, we need more affordable housing units. I think, in my opinion, what you need to do, and you hate to say it, but you got to go to those root causes. You've got to make homelessness not something to aspire to. All right, I'm just gonna close down my apartment. I'm gonna give up my car. I'm just gonna go live in a tent, and you know it'll be fine because everybody just takes care of me. Everybody just wipes my ass in the homeless encampment. You've got to get rid of that to begin with, right? There's got to be some penalties. Or hey, if you're not wanting to live in the shelter system, and if you're not wanting to get, you know, some help, whatever that might look like, whether it's treatment for mental health care, treatment for drug addiction, treatment for alcoholism, whatever your treatment issue might be, you got to have that in there. And then big component has to be the mental health care. Because so many of the people that we're seeing walking around in these communities are people that are just either the drugs did them in, or some life, you know, massive life struggle, some life emergency, somebody died. You know, you always hear of somebody having somebody who was special to them in their life and that person died. And then mentally, you know, things just go sideways for them and they can never quite get back on track. But when you allow them to just live willy-nilly with shenanigans for days, wherever they want to, entire, you know, neighborhoods like the Tenderloin, like, you know, Skid Row. And then we've got neighborhoods here in Seattle that you just, all right, anything goes tent wise. It's all good. Just, you know, put a tent up wherever and just live your best life. Live your best life. You got to put an end to that being a viable way to live. You can't have that. And then just spending billions and billions and billions of dollars with no accountability. Not saying you're ever going to fix homelessness, because with 171,000 homeless folks in California, I mean, with a third of all homeless people in California from the entire United States, that's kind of a testament right there that if you build it, they will come. If you build a homeless environment that is conducive to the homeless, like Vancouver, BC has done, like Seattle has done, like Portland has done, like San Fran has done, like LA has done, you just go right on down the I-5 corridor in any one of our big cities, has just with open arms, drugs are good, homelessness everywhere, you betcha. And now we're dealing with various levels of pushback. Yeah, decriminalizing all those drugs, maybe that wasn't the most genius of concepts. Let's recriminalize them just a little bit. And then you're going to have to call this hotline to get out of your charges. We all know how that went, you know, in Portland. So many ill-conceived projects that were never going to get off the ground to begin with, but because you had a bunch of virtue signaling people who don't want to understand addiction, who don't want to understand mental health care, don't want to understand. They just, build more housing. It'll get better. We'll make it better. It's not going to work. You can't build your way out of this one, especially when you're spending $1 million per unit. $1 million per unit. I mean, that to me is just an outrage. I'm not saying that it doesn't cost something approaching that, but that's outrageous. You should be able to build it for definitely a fraction of that if you really wanted to get down to it. But since, you know, taxpayers are footing the bills through all these NGOs and through all this funding of affordable housing, we could just get some more affordable housing. Well, then you just get a bunch more homeless drug addicts, wouldn't you? Build it and they will come. That's what happens. It's not like at some point in time, all right, guys, we've built 171,000 units of housing to match up with our homeless numbers. We've housed them all. Now what? Now what do we do with all this incoming money? We don't need it anymore. They obviously are going to need it for services and all that kind of good stuff. But as far as building your way out, especially when you're spending nearly $1 million per unit, we're going to be stuck with homelessness for a long, long time. So the cities who, you know, have said no. I was driving on my way home yesterday. This is a good example of Bellevue. We have got a number of homeless projects that have been placed within our community. There's one next to Goodwill. There's a big Goodwill store about 1.25 miles from my house. That means I've got a homeless complex about 1.25 miles from my house. But you go from this very identifiable, you know, kind of commercial area where I've got my Trader Joe's, I've got my Walgreens, I've got 7-Eleven, I've got Chevron, I got all that stuff, the tire store, it's all there. But so a lot of buses coming from Seattle to this homeless complex next door to Goodwill. And so you'll constantly see just piles of stuff left at the bus stop. You'll see 2 or 3 carts just loaded with possessions. Now, somebody just didn't make it onto the bus, or they made it on the bus and they forgot to take their stuff. See, you know, you've got in this corridor where I am, you've got a bunch of just kind of weird stuff going on. Yesterday, I'm driving home, and this happens fairly often. There was a homeless dude who pitched a tent on the side of the main arterial, Seattle style. Just, hey, if you got a level spot, go ahead and don't worry about anybody pushing a stroller or riding a bicycle or walking or, you know, anybody in a wheelchair. Don't worry about them. Just put your tent right on the sidewalk, take up the whole damn thing, and it's all good. Because, you know, that's what we're doing in Seattle. But here in Bellevue, there were 2 cops. One cop stopped on the street, and another cop pulled up, and he stopped behind the other cop in the street. And they're basically going to get that individual the help, the resources, whatever they need, or there will be consequences. They don't just allow them to post up and just do whatever. That guy will move. That guy will move. Cops won't leave until that guy moves, because you can't just willy-nilly in our community just pop up a tent and away you go. King County can, you know, slam a homeless project down the throats of the citizens. Oh, yeah, we gave you a time to speak. Yeah, it wasn't very long, but yeah, we don't really care what you think. You know, homelessness, we all got to solve together. Well, how about we stick one in your community? How about we put one in West Bellevue and we'll see how things go then, right? It's the way it always goes. But whether communities accept the whole homelessness thing or not, that is a big, big factor in how prevalent they are within a community. In San Francisco, Santa Monica, Los Angeles, they have overwhelmingly said, we're okay with it. We're okay with it. This is okay. So building a project for $1 million a unit, we're doing what we can. We're trying to get back to the community here. We're trying to get this whole thing going at $1 million. I know I keep harping on that number, but it's just such a crazy number because it makes no sense whatsoever. But then again, neither does spending $24 billion and not really knowing where it went. What'd you get for that? I don't know. Not much. Got 3 or 4 units out of it. I wonder how many units of housing were actually built. I mean, can we see? And we don't know. We literally don't know. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for sticking with me here. If you found this content helpful, fun, whatever it is, enjoyable, love to have you share it with friends, family, whatever that might be. Hit the like button, hit the notification bell. We're dropping 2 videos Monday through Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Thanks again for being here, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.